Exclusive: Colorado City Council member says Denver is the problem as migrant gangs occupy housing. By Warner Todd Houston on August 29, 2024. Aurora City Council member Danielle Jarinski is bringing national attention to the migrant gangs that are being welcomed by the Biden-Harris administration and their Denver Democrat allies. This is a problem that is not just a Denver metro area problem. It stems from a failed southern border, Jarinski exclusively told Breitbart News on Thursday. This is not just happening in Aurora, Colorado, I cannot stress that enough. But we need to be getting other municipalities, other agencies to talk about this, because this is something that could potentially put a black eye on the organization or the city or the area that you represent, she added. A shocking video went viral showing armed members of the gang parading through the halls of an apartment building in Aurora, threatening citizens, and working to take control of the area. New video: armed group at troubled hashtag Aurora hashtag Colorado apartment complex now home to many migrants. Councilmember Danny Jarinski says gangs have taken over the complex at KDVR at Aurora PD. pic.twitter.com/J1UE8Y2M6. Vicente Arenas, at Vicente Arenas, August 28, 2024. Jarinski said she is stepping up to bring national attention to the problems created by the Biden-Harris Venezuelan gangs that are wreaking havoc in her Aurora, Colorado, community, and she wants solutions. The councilwoman has been shining a light on rising crime in Aurora that appears to be caused by members of the dangerous Tren de Aragua, a Venezuelan street gang that has flooded the community after being cast out of the nearby sanctuary city of Denver. While Councilmember Jarinski is absolutely spearheading the revelation of this video nationally to help her city recover from these crimes, she also noted that the problem is nationwide, not just in Denver and Aurora. Raise your hand, raised hand, if you want the National Guard sent into Aurora Company to round up these armed gangs of illegals from Venezuela. Where's the FBI? This domestic terrorism pic.twitter.com/5cnceme. At Chicago One Ray, at Chicago One Ray, August 29, 2024. Not only has there been a rise in crime, but a rise in different kinds of crime we rarely saw before being reported, she said, talking about shootings, robberies, intimidation, and other issues. Aurora, Colorado has a problem with Venezuelan gangs taking control of apartment communities and terrorizing residents. Aurora hashtag Colorado pic.twitter.com/NB9ZJPWLP6. Culture War, at Culture War 2020, August 26, 2024. Jarinski spoke of the shocking video recently released that showed an armed mob of gang members coursing through an Aurora apartment complex. The criminal element was recently removed from the building where the video was taken, and Jarinski said she was the tip of the spear to get that accomplished. But I actually went in there and moved those people out. And that is why we were able to get that footage released yesterday, because they were out safely. Had they not been out and we had released that video footage, they most likely would have been killed, she said, adding that the residents would have been in grave danger if the video had come out before the gangs were evicted. Because of all this, the council member says that many long-time residents are talking about leaving Aurora. We are seeing residents moving out and talking about moving away at an increased rate, she added. Jarinski also noted that it was hard to separate the effect these migrant waves are having on Aurora's property values because beat inflation and interest rates have already buffeted the country's housing and retail markets. But in Aurora's case, the migrant issue is certainly not helpful. While the negative effects on Aurora are unmistakable, Jarinski has a particular locus for the blame. The problem is, though, that Denver is the problem here, she said. They hung a huge banner on their city hall saying, "We love migrants, they helped to invite all of this here." And Denver said, "We will not turn anybody away. And no human is illegal, so, Denver is the problem. They are absolutely the problem here. And what is going on in Aurora is the spillage from what Denver has allowed." The council member also agreed that Denver is loudly but hypocritically virtue signaling about how welcoming they are to migrants, even as they quietly tell migrants not to come and try to settle in Denver. And, perhaps worse, Denver is trying to shove some migrants into surrounding cities. Jarinski went on to say that she has stepped up about this story to finally get some solutions to the Biden-Harris immigration crisis. I hope that this will, first, encourage other folks to stop denying that this problem is here and that it exists. And, second, that we will start to get some action, she said. I would like to see federal agents come into the Denver metro area and get this gang out of here, Jurinski concluded. Finally making national news, ! Venezuelan gang trend Aragua's leader. Cookie, taking over multiple apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado. Hey Governor Polis, where you at? pic.twitter.com/groovemlx. At Nomanda Tesco, August 28, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.